PR Mobile.
You better not be going where I'm going. Catch it for CTD Mobile.
Let me turn this radio down. Quiet, good afternoon. Oh, I'm leaving the doctor's office, and I was just headed down to the insurance company here for a minute to Allstate on talking to them about the car insurance. How's your day?
Off to the grocery store. So. But by the way, yesterday, it was in fact a blown power amplifier.
Again?
Amplifier blew up. The final.
I heard a ballast amplifier. Now that's a new one on me.
The power, i.e. the final, failed.
Oh, okay. I was on the wrong thinking stream there. Just leaving the doctor's office. He said my blood pressure, or she said my blood pressure was high, and it's never been high, so gotta check that out when I get home. If so, I'll call the heart thumper and talk to him. But usually it's low. In fact, 3 days ago it was low. But you got my mind offset with the amplifier circuit there. What, the MOS finals are all on one substrate or what?
Just because you age doesn't mean you can go crazy. Just saying. The amplifiers in this thing are sealed up nice and tight in a massive brass heat sink. And I'm just not going to mess around with it. I'm going to send it back because there may have probably blew a capacitor or something in there, LC circuit, something. I don't know. I don't know what caused it to fail. Because in this case, the finals are, there's two sets of finals on one board. And the high-powered finals are the ones that failed. The low-powered finals did not fail. So, not sure what exactly caused that.
The very first thing I would look at would be cooling fans and see if they're intermittent or if they're working at all. But, I don't have the smarts you got, though, on stuff like that, Wyatt. But that's one of the reasons I picked the amplifier I did for my HF is that in this transistors are on separate heat sinks. Therefore, instead of being on one big subdrain, having to replace all, I think there's six of them in there, you only got to replace one if it goes bad for about 125. That makes more sense.
I have no fans by design, and I should send you a picture of the heat sink, because this thing is, just think of 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper, and pretty much, let's see, it's probably 3 inches thick, and then the board's mounted to that, so there's a lot of heat sink to keep the thing cool, so something happened somewhere, or it could just be an old age kind of problem. That set of finals has been running continuous for, oh, I don't know, 7 years or more?
Standard operating procedure, so you're probably right, Wyatt, and that's what I'd have done. There's no repair to something like that, really, is there? It'll be all hermetically sealed up, won't it?
The factory can break the seal and replace the PA transistors. And that's most likely what they'll do. But they'll still charge me an arm and a leg to do it. Because those PAs are actually designed for 100 watts output. But we normally run them at 20 watts or less. In this case, this particular set of PAs was running at 15 watts or less.
Had to take shoot craps on you. And that, man, that's light duty for them things.
You know, Something did something that it wasn't supposed to and failed. I have no idea what it is. And since, you know, they'll notice if I pull the board apart, so I'm just not going to.
That's the best way to do it. There are just certain things. some of the hardest things I ever got into, they were lacquered boards, and getting a component out of those is no party.
The conformant coating on them, and you know, they're well made boards, but you know, it is what it is.
Things got a finite number on it, I guess, Wyatt. Even us. Hey, I'm right near the Joey's Fireworks here, so right across the street is the Allstate Insurance Company, so I got to get in that parking lot and pay attention, Wyatt. So you take care of my friend, KJ4CTD, N0TR73's Wyatt.
Okay, Tom, we'll catch you later. KJ4CTD, mobile.
Check, that's mobile listening.
Just a little bit faster. I only got like two letters. KJ4CTD.
EB2HXS. Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Dave and Greer. Or Gurr.
Oh, hey, Dave. Wyatt. Also currently on Gurr. Technically, I like to call my QTH Blue Ridge, though, but you're going by postal codes.
I'm in a Blue Ridge area myself. What part of town do you live in?
Jordan Road.
Let's see, if you know where Taylor's Road comes up and crosses 14, I'm in that neighborhood right across.
Taylor Road comes into 14, is that what you said?
Yeah, Taylor's Road comes up, Taylor's Road comes up from, I guess, 290 down there, down by that Peach Farm stand, and then it comes up, you go through the four-way stop, and then it crosses 14 into the neighborhood, it turns into CCC camp, that's where I'm at.
I don't consider that Blue Ridge, though, but okay. If you want to call it that, I guess we can call it that.
That's what it says on my tax bill. You know, but whatever. You know, whatever Greenville wants to call me, you know.
Wouldn't be the fellow that had. No. You didn't have a wife that was in an accident recently, did you?
No. That's not me, no.
Okie dokie, just checking. So what you doing this afternoon?
Well, we just got back from Florida, and I got to go on a service call real quick. I got a customer with a blower motor down, and I'm trying not to have that. I was going to put it off to tomorrow, but I got home early enough. My wife went on a cruise a little over a week ago, and I flew down Saturday to meet up with her to drive, take the drive home with her, so she wasn't driving by herself. You come off a cruise, and you know, you're kind of tired from all the up and down and not sleeping well on the boat and all that kind of stuff. So we had a nice two-day trip home.
Go on a cruise without you? What kind of person are you?
Very loving and very trusting. No, she went with a girlfriend and a group of people. So we're going in November. So we're going to go back down in November. But yeah, she drove down to Vero Beach to her girlfriend's house, and then they went down to West Palm. And they jumped on that new high-speed Brightline train down in Miami to get on the boat. And when I flew in Saturday morning, they picked me up at the airport in West Palm. And then we left yesterday morning, and we just, you know, took a nice meanderly drive home. You know, just nice, easy drive, you know. Took her to dinner yesterday, just, you know, doing the husband and wife thing.
I need grief, because me personally, I would have said, make room for me. I want to come on the cruise, too. I was talking to a girl sometime this week, maybe this weekend, who was going down to the Bahamas. And I'm like, you know, this would be a really good time to go to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. We did the Bahamas trip back in November. We did the Bahamas trip out of Charleston. So, yeah, this was just a girls' trip this time. I was like, oh, have a nice time. I had work to do last week. I was busy last week. My goodness. Man, that cold weather hit, and my phone started ringing like crazy.
It's the season. I had to go on site yesterday because I work on transmitters for a living, and one of them blew its finals. And it's like, oh, my goodness. But I was still on N0TR that, you know, I think that set of finals have been in place for at least 7 years. Seems like I changed out that board in 2012. And they run continuously at 15 watts.
Oh, my God, 15 watts, wow. Yeah, I know, old Tom. I talked to Tom. In fact, Tom lives, he lives close to me over here.
Well, from me, I'm over by Skyland Elementary, if you know where that is.
Not too familiar, but, no, I know Tom pretty well. But yeah, I'm heading over to Taylor's right now. I got to go look at a customer's heat pump and see if I can't get it, can't give it a kick and get it running.
A big hammer. Works wonders on a lot of different things.
Well, I got steel toe shoes. Man, I tell you, this guy needs to get off my butt behind me.
You're too slow. You're lucky. At least you're on a road where, you know, I go to, you know, in my section of 14, it's a 55, and they all these people with those North Carolina plates drive 35 in it.
Well, on Taylor's Row here, it's 35, and then, you know, I'm doing like 42, and I can barely see his headlights. He's so close.
Yeah, you know, on that road, what gets me is the stupid stop sign at Memorial. And those people that go through there, they have no concept of how to properly use a four-way stop sign.
Oh, I know. I go through that one. That's the one I just went through. You know, the way I grew up was if two vehicles go at the same time, usually it's the one on the right that goes first.
Is, you know, the way I learned a four-way stop is if you have two vehicles approaching it from opposite directions, 180 degrees, and if one of those vehicles is turning, they have to wait until the other guy who's going straight goes. And I tell you, the other day I was going through there, and I got flipped off and horn blown at me because I was going straight and they were turning, and we arrived at the same time.
I guess that's a matter of opinion when it comes to that. I'm very cautious. I do what I can do to stay out of trouble. You know, just try and stay out of trouble. That's my goal.
People seem to have learned rules from weird and strange places, and apparently not everybody drives like, you know, they're not respectful of anybody else. It's, I need to go somewhere, and you're going to get out of my way. That seems to be the attitude of most people.
A bumper sticker out there. As a matter of fact, I do own the road.
Inside to the road. I certainly have paid enough fuel tax for that.
Oh, yeah. I've driven the road for many, many years, driving the old big rigs. And believe me, I paid my share of fuel tax.
I'm up there. I'm almost up to $2 million. And, you know, I've definitely paid for both sides of the road at this point.
Yeah, I can't have many miles I've driven. My goodness, I have to go back on my logbooks for crying out loud. But, yeah, I was out there 20-plus years with the moving companies as an owner-operator, so I paid my share of taxes with that anyway.
To recalculate it, but I think if I remember correctly, and mind you, it's been a while since I've calculated it, but I think I'm about 8,000 miles until I hit 1.85 million.
Ah, good for you. Good for you, absolutely. Well, listen, I'm about 3 minutes to my customer down here in Taylor, so let me let you go. Have a good afternoon. Stay cool. Oh, stay warm, rather. It's a little cool out. Stay warm, 73, and I forget your call letter, so I apologize. KB2HXS Mobile.
Hey, David, it's good talking to you, and we'll catch you later. I'm all about Destiny as well. KJ4CTD. 73.
All right, sir, 73, KB2HXS out.